Hey filmmakers, it's Herschel Zahn coming at you with my last interview from Dead Winter Con in London, Kentucky last weekend. This was recorded about a week ago, and it's with a very, very cool indie filmmaker. I hope you enjoy. Hey filmmakers, I am back at the Dead Winter Horror Convention here in London, Kentucky, and I'm sitting with Darren Dickinson. How you doing?
Good, doing good.
Darren is the director, writer and director?
Writer-director, yep.
Writer-director of D4. D4 is a great flick. I haven't gotten to see it yet, but I've been watching this trailer all weekend. I'm just totally blown away every time I look over and see this trailer. It's phenomenal. So tell us a little bit about the film and what it's all about.
Yeah, I'll start at the beginning. Film for me was a creative outlet, a self-therapy, if you will. My oldest son was diagnosed with epilepsy in 2007. It's when he was 5 years old, and stressful time, not knowing what was going on, a lot of fear and anxiety, and so I took that and put it into this script, which I twisted into a kind of an action sci-fi adventure, and used our experiences with his doctors, neurologists, the side effects that we have with medications, and wrote it into the script. And then over the next 2.5 years, shooting and editing, finishing it out, that just became my outlet. My creative outlet.
So your art therapy of sorts.
Sure.
Very cool. Well, that's one thing that we always talk about when we're talking about screenwriting is, when you're starting out to really write what you know. And it sounds like you really were able to use that concept to its fullest fruition. I read somewhere that some of the dialogue is actually word for word recreations of some of your medical interviews that you had regarding
it
your
is,
son.
It is, absolutely. In fact, yeah, there are several spots where the characters are having conversations with a doctor or a panel of doctors, and a lot of that is word for word conversations that we have with our neurologists or doctors. It does have a personal backbone too, when I was searching for a distributor, a couple of distributors tell me, we'll be happy to take this if you'll trim 20 minutes off of it. And talking about specifically some of those areas, I'm like, you know what? No, man, I'm not. I take it or leave it. I don't care. But this is the way it's done, and there's a certain reason. There's a reason for it, and that the reason is personal to me, so it's going to stay like it is.
So you got to hold your ground.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Pretty cool. This is a, as you said, a sci-fi action. And again, watching the trailer, this is a very aggressive film. And was this your first feature?
This is my first feature length. Yes.
Okay, so that's a very ambitious project to do something with as much guns and action. I see people going over cliffs and all that. I'm assuming because I know the micro budget world. I'm assuming somebody was actually dangling off a cliff there.
That was me. Yeah, actually, that was me. We did a.
So you absorbed the risk yourself.
I did on that one. That was we shot a whole day on that one particular scene. I jumped that cliff 13 times.
And wow.
It was a hard day.
I can imagine. So when you're trying to do this, you said it took 2.5 years. I assume you were just kind of, saving up some money, shooting when you needed to, and then go back, or did
no.
you just kind of have no money at all and just went for it?
Yeah, it all came out of my pocket, and then a few friends and family close invested some money as well. But I don't mind telling the budget. The total budget was $35,000, and we shot it in 21 days. The 2.5 years I mentioned was really me editing, taking time to learn After Effects, Shake, Particle Illusion. I had never done special effects and didn't have the money to pay someone, so all these programs took 3 or 4 months to teach myself, and then slowly work through them. And, yeah, so it was, and in that time, also trying to find paying work to pay my bills.
Yeah,
so it was a long, long road. And then the last year and a half, we've spent promoting. So for the last year and a half, we released on July 7th ourselves, self-distributed, July 7th of 2010, and since then, we've just been making conventions and film festivals and trying to push it.
That's great. And, we always say that the greatest gift the independent filmmaker has is time. You're not under a strict shooting schedule. You're not under the strict, you have to have it edited and finished by this point or this point or this point. So it's good to hear that that's the way it really is from other filmmakers. So Okay, I want to take a moment and talk about your villain, this big goon you've got in front of your DVD. I understand that this is not a creature.
Right,
this is just a human being.
Yeah, in real life. It's no CGI, with the exception of a couple of scenes I elongated his jaw to open his bite some more. But other than that, his body, his muscles, that's all Big Mike.
Okay, so I always make sure I really stress a principle to independent filmmakers of using what you know and using what you have. So this is just a guy you met, or did you audition this dude?
No, this is Big Mike. He worked out in the gym that I worked out at when I first moved to Tennessee about 10 years ago, and just always known him from the gym, and always said, you know, he's a very intimidating presence. Very nice guy, very quiet, and great guy, but very intimidating to walk up on. You know, I believe he's 6'4", close to 300 pounds, and no
wow.
body fat. So he's
insanity.
He's an animal, you know. And I always said, man, if I could get him in a script. And when I started writing this, the beast is based on the side effects that my son experienced with a medication. Had some really horrible side effects. So I wanted this beast just to be full of rage, an intimidating presence. So obviously, word intimidating, you know, it's like, man, I need some big guy, muscular, just does not look like somebody you would normally think of as, you know, somebody you walk up on in the street. And
yeah.
Of course, Big Mike, I mean, he really stands out. He had never done anything before on camera. This is his first time he had ever done it. I just asked him, you know, would you be interested in doing this? And he's like, yeah, I'd love to. And he did a great job, really did a great job. He really committed himself to it too. He was already in great shape, but 2 months before he shot, he just went hardcore cardio, trying to cut as much fat off as he could,
wow.
you know, hitting it harder, 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 you know, trying to be as big as he could.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, so tell us websites, Facebook, internet, where can we find this? Where can we send people to get a copy of D4 or see the trailer, things
right.
like that?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page set up, and that's really almost the only way we promote it is through Facebook. Just search D4 on Facebook. It's usually the first one that comes up, D4 the movie. We also have my company website, ghostwater.com. There are links on there. And then our own distribution company is 7710, after my son's birthday, 7-7-10.com. And that's where you can buy it. Just real quick on distribution, right off the bat, we got requests from about 60 to 70 distributors, you know, all the way from like larger companies like Lionsgate, all the way down to just bottom feeders, you know,
wow.
for lack of a better word. And all the offers were the same. They were just stupid, you know,
yeah.
stupid deals that, you know, where you would end up owing money, basically. It's the way it seemed. And going into it, just feeling like I had to jump in, I did go with one of them, one I felt was the best, but only for foreign rights. You know, my thought was, I'm going to hang on to the U.S., North America,
mm-hmm.
and just see if...
See what you can do.
Yeah, and see if you know, the stereotypes are true. See if they're going to screw us, you know.
Yeah.
And it was a horrible experience. You know, I signed with that company, and we've been distributed, or I say distributed, we've been released in six countries, six territories overseas. I haven't seen a dime, you
yeah.
know, nor will they even respond to communication a lot of the time. So it's, you know, that's part of what prompted me to say, you know what, we'll do it ourselves in the U.S. Had a conversation with another distributor trying to find a deal and still searching for something in the U.S. And one of these distributors told me this deal, same thing that I've been told by everybody else. And I was like, you know, I was fed up with it. I said, man, we could form our own distribution company and make more money than what you're saying. I mean, we could, you know, sell them out of the back of my truck, basically. We could do it
yeah.
ourselves. And he laughed at me at first, and then he got angry, and he started listing off all the things that we'd never do. He said, you'll never sell 1,000 copies, you know, on your own. You'll never be on the video store shelf. You'll never do this. You'll never do that. I said, go on. Yeah, you think you know so much, do it. It's like, all right, you know what? Screw you, man. Yeah,
I'm going to do it.
Yeah. So our first goal was to sell 1,000 copies in a year's time. From we released it ourselves on July 7th, 2010. And then on July 7th, 2011, at midnight that night, we had sold 1,059 copies.
Wow, so congratulations.
We beat that goal. So then our next goal was like, you know, we're going to get on a video store shelf. And it was last September, we signed a deal and with Family Video, which is like a Blockbuster of sorts.
One of the last remaining brick and mortar video stores in the country.
And they bought over 1,500 copies of us from us and put them in all 800 of their stores in 19 states.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so really, really grateful to them because they really supported us as independent film. And then our next goal after that was to like, well, let's see if we can make 3,000 copies. And today, with the one sold here at Dead Winter Con, we are at 3,052 copies.
That's amazing. Yeah. That is amazing. You know, you always have to set yourself goals, and sometimes they're smaller goals, sometimes they're big goals, and I always preach that you have to just get out there and do it. You can't be limited. You can't set up limitations for yourself. Just always dream bigger than what you can do.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us, and have a great rest of the show.
Yeah, thanks a lot,
man. We look forward
to
more things from you.
I appreciate it.
All right. Let's just take a moment. 3,000 copies of his film in less than 2 years. That is phenomenal. So to Darren and Keith and all the D4 crew, we are so proud of you here at Film Aspire. I've been hearing about this film down the pipeline. I still haven't. I ended up getting a copy of the film, but I'm very sad to say I still haven't watched it. I've just been so busy, but it's on my to-do list. I'm actually off work tonight, and I think that's my treat for myself. I get to watch D4 tonight, and I think it's going to be a real treat. So go out on Facebook, search for Darren, or look up D4. And we expect a lot of great things from Darren as we move on in his career, and we're going to be following it anxiously. Lots of great things here to come from Film Aspire. We've got exciting news coming out from the Fright Night Film Festival, who is an official sponsor of the Film Aspire podcast. Acting for Your Life program is back on the road in Chicago in the month of March. I'll give you some information about that, but it looks like we'll be spending St. Paddy's Day up in March, and I'll give you some information about how you can get into the Acting for Your Life program. If you're not listening to Miss Furrow's podcast at actingforyourlife.podomatic.com, you should be. Lots of good information there, and that's going to about wrap it up for us. If you have any questions, comments, or show topic suggestions, please do drop us an email to filmaspire@live.com, and look for good things. I've got Catherine hard at work on the Film Aspire website because I don't do HTML and she loves it. So we're going to have filmaspire.com up very, very soon, I promise. So that's all for now. Talk to you later, and get out there and tell your story.